journalism and cultural expression.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 28 degrees in Lawrence, 27 in Manhattan, 31 in Chanute. The time is 3:06. You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Today is Kansas Day. Finally, it was on this date, January 29, 1861, that Kansas was admitted to the Union as the 34th state. KPR's Jay Schaefer reports.
According to the State Historical Society, but the man who wrote it, Mac David, was later asked about it and said, unfortunately, he had never visited. I'm Jay Schaefer.
So take that with you as your little bit of Kansas Day lore for your next cocktail party and what have you. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on this Kansas Day, we are going to learn about a new collection of writing that's called Kansas Matters, from cowboy books to coal mining, 35 contemporary Kansas writers. The entire book is co-edited by Tom Averill.
We wanted to do these personal geographies that explore sort of the feeling of Kansas.
Kansas Matters, 21st Century Writers on the Sunflower State, coming up in just about 25 minutes here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Manhattan Art Center, presenting Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. A fast-paced comedy follows Sherlock as he attempts to crack the case, running January 23rd through February 1st. Tickets at manhattanarts.org.
The time is 3:20.
A public gathering of Christians in worship.
The protest is sparking a national debate about disrupting worship services and about the morality of working for ICE. On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at fullcirclesustainability.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in about 35 seconds. It is 28 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 3:30.
As shares of Microsoft saw one of the worst days in years, meanwhile, the Dow gained just a fraction. The tech-heavy NASDAQ down 0.7%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Transgender Kansans could soon face financial and criminal penalties for using bathrooms that match their gender identity. Republican state lawmakers passed a bill that requires government agencies, including public schools, to divide restrooms and locker rooms by sex. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is expected to veto the bill, but lawmakers could override that with support from Republicans like Garden City Representative Bob Lewis.
It just codifies social norms when people go into bathrooms or locker rooms. There's just an expectation that it'll be single sex.
The bill also bars transgender people from changing the gender marker on their driver's license or birth certificate. In separate and unrelated cases, two Kansas men have been indicted for allegedly threatening violence against federal officials. A federal grand jury in Wichita returned the indictments earlier this month against two Wichita men. In one case, prosecutors are accusing 23-year-old Joaquin Hernandez of threatening to murder federal law enforcement agents with ICE, or Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In a separate case, prosecutors say 60-year-old Adam Lee Osborne threatened to kill Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Both men are accused of using social media to convey those threats. The Wichita Police Department and the FBI are investigating both cases. Lawrence police have arrested four people in connection with a retail scam allegedly perpetrated across the Kansas City metro area. Police say the four used fraudulent payment cards to trick cashiers into giving them cash. The scam netted the four about $6,000. A security officer at the Walmart at 33rd and Iowa Streets in Lawrence noticed the suspect's suspicious activity and alerted police. The four were arrested on Tuesday night after a traffic stop on I-70 near Bonner Springs. They are facing charges of felony shoplifting. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of flurries through the evening. It's going to be cold tonight with a low around 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny with a high only reaching the lower 20s. Tomorrow night, clearing and cold with a low of 2 below. The time is 3:35.
Support for
Anne, who brought so much simple joy to my neighborhood, had been whisked away, and that corner will never be the same. Adrian Floriva, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. How many writers does it take to capture the spirit of the Sunflower State today? Kansas Matters brings together the work of 35 contemporary writers. Tom Averill and Leslie Von Holten are co-editors of Kansas Matters, 21st Century Writers on the Sunflower State. Averill told KPR's Kay McIntyre that the anthology harkens back to 1990 when the University Press of Kansas published another collection, which was called What Kansas Means to Me.
They wanted an anthology that
we decided we would keep What Kansas Means to Me as sort of a foundational text and then take off from there. And so we didn't repeat any of those writers, I don't believe, had contemporary voices. And Kansas, of course, is such a dynamic state with so many stories in it. That's what we wanted to tap into with the new book.
Leslie Von Holten and Tom Averill are the co-editors of Kansas Matters, 21st Century Writers on the Sunflower State, published by the University Press of Kansas. You can hear a longer version of this conversation on demand at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also see Tom and Leslie in person tonight at the Lawrence Public Library as they celebrate Kansas Day and kick off Read Across Lawrence. This is a free event, but registration is required. You can visit lplks.org to do all of that. That event tonight, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, we start things off with an update of news headlines. Then we will talk about the politics of the presence of Immigration and Customs Enforcement in politics. That's coming your way at 4:06. Stay tuned. It's 28 degrees in Lawrence, 28 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR. And from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This is NPR.
A protest at an evangelical church where one of the pastors works for ICE is sparking a debate over disrupting church services and the morality of working for ICE. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition with the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Alchio will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 27 degrees in Topeka and 27 in Manhattan. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Listener-supported public radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
It's 28 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 4:06.
The ideal of the revolution that we very often forget and we need in this moment.
So we all bundled up and headed out into the snowy night with new insights about our history and some ideas about how to build our future together.
Laura Downs is a pianist collecting conversations across the country in America's 250th anniversary year.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning into KPR this afternoon. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 4:30. Coming up at just about 4:36, a conversation with the controversial Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. He comes from Wisconsin. About ICE operations in Minneapolis and the impasse over Department of Homeland Security funding in the latest spending package. That conversation and more still to come on All Things Considered. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Classics Live. This week we have some chamber music from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival, the Prokofiev Quintet for winds and strings, and a string quintet by George Onslow. Classics Live, 7 to 8 on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, join us at 7 o'clock for KPR's Prairie Journal. Cold weather advisory going into effect late Friday night, running through 10 a.m. Saturday for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. That does include Chanute, with wind chills as low as minus 15.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Services and about the morality of working for ICE. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition will be coming your way with Matthew Algio as your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with six decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.
Stick around. We have news headlines coming your way in less than a minute. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of flurries this evening. It's going to be cold tonight with a low around 10. I'll have more on the weather in a moment. It's 4:30.
Been lead to a recession. Stephen Masaha, NPR News.
Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican lawmakers in Kansas have rushed to pass a bill that bars transgender people from using bathrooms based on their gender identity. Zane Irwin has the details.
The bill requires government agencies to divide restrooms and locker rooms by sex. Individuals who violate the law could face financial and criminal penalties. Legislative leaders used a procedural maneuver known as gut and go to fast-track the bill and avoid holding public hearings on the bathroom provisions. Republican Representative Susan Humphreys chairs the committee where the bill was introduced. She says everything she did was above board.
Procedurally, it was permissible to add it in, and that really just seemed like the best way to do it.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is expected to veto the bill, but two-thirds of lawmakers in each chamber support the legislation, which could allow Republicans to pass it anyway. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Lawrence police have arrested four people in connection with a retail scam allegedly perpetrated across the Kansas City metro area. Police say the four used fraudulent payment cards to trick cashiers into giving them cash. The scam netted the four about $6,000. A security officer at the Walmart at 33rd and Iowa Streets in Lawrence noticed the suspect's suspicious activity and alerted police. The four were arrested on Tuesday night after a traffic stop on I-70 near Bonner Springs. They're facing charges of felony shoplifting. Two people have been arrested in connection with the suspected homicide of a 5-year-old girl in Topeka. KSNT reports the girl was found when police responded to a medical emergency on Tuesday at a home in the 500 block of Southwest Buchanan Street. The girl had suffered life-threatening injuries and was taken to a nearby hospital where she died. A 24-year-old woman and a 35-year-old man were arrested. They are facing charges including first-degree murder. Police say the suspects are part of the victim's family but gave no further details. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: cold tonight, chance of flurries this evening, lows around 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the lower 20s. Tomorrow night, very cold, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows around minus 2 with wind chills down around minus 13 tomorrow night. You're listening to KPR. It is 4:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, your weekly showcase of the best new, original, and noteworthy music from all across Kansas. Our special guest in the show this week from Kansas City, Kansas, is Natalie Prowser. With a brand new album out, Natalie Prowser joins us in studio for some live performances this week on 105 Live, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up at 5:01, a fresh update of news headlines. Then at 5:06, activists in Minnesota are now teaching people how to witness and document immigration enforcement activity. Those numbers at these training sessions were relatively low back in December.
Now we're averaging north of 2,000 people every single week. Every single day is multiple hundreds of people getting trained.
More on the growing ranks of these so-called constitutional observers coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of flurries through the evening. It's going to be cold tonight, low around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still cold, lows in the lower 20s. Tomorrow night, very cold, lows of around 2 below zero, with wind chills down around minus 13. It's 28 degrees in Lawrence, 27 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR News, this is All Things.
By the release of a documentary last year. For fans, it's a bittersweet but welcome moment. Stephen Thompson, NPR Music.
My body turns, and yearns for a
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Cigna Healthcare. At Cigna Healthcare, they're dedicated to being there through life's everyday and extraordinary health moments. Learn more at cigna.com/better. From the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia. For 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. From the Cy Sims Foundation, since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
A protest at an evangelical church where one of the pastors works for ICE is sparking a debate over disrupting church services and the morality of working for ICE. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio is your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. The time is 5 o'clock.
Trusts.org/afterthefact and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LeComptonKansas.com.
It's 27 degrees in Lawrence, 26 in Abilene, 24 in Atchison. The time is 5:06.
Food from a wide variety of restaurants, set up employee meal programs, and manage food spend at easycater.com.
You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Well, Kansas Day has arrived. It's been a good one. Still have a few hours to celebrate Kansas. It was on this date, January 29th, 1861, that Kansas was admitted to the Union as the 34th state. Jay Schaefer filed this report.
According to the State Historical Society, Kansas Day was born in Paola in 1877 when school kids decided to celebrate their pride in Kansas by studying the state's people and its history. Ever since then, schools across the state have held various celebrations every January 29th. And in at least some Kansas classrooms, kids still sing this song.
I was born in Kansas, I was bred in Kansas, and when I get married, I'll be wed in Kansas. There's a true blue gal who promised she would wait. She's a
sunflower
from the sunflower state.
The song Sunflower became a big hit in 1949, but the man who wrote it, Mac David, was later asked about it and said, unfortunately, he had never visited. I'm Jay Schaefer.
Today is, of course, the state's 165th birthday. You do not look a minute over 163. Way to go, Kansas. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Once we get closer to quarter of at about 5:44, we are going to hear from Tom Averill and Leslie Von Holden about their latest collaboration. It's a collection of writing called Kansas Matters, 21st Century Writers on the Sunflower State. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
It's going to be cold tonight, low around 10 degrees. It's going to be cold tomorrow with a high right around 20. It's 27 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
Church in the Twin Cities, where one of the pastors is an immigration and customs enforcement officer.
It's shameful to interrupt a public gathering of Christians in worship.
The protest is sparking a national debate about disrupting worship services and about the morality of working for ICE on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We'll get you caught up first thing in the morning. It's a great way to start your day.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival featuring percussionist Jason Truding, Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 27 degrees in Manhattan, 27 in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
National Weather Service is predicting dangerously low temperatures and more snow in Kentucky through the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar in Lexington.
Stocks finished mixed to end the trading day on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Transgender Kansans could soon face financial and criminal penalties for using bathrooms that match their gender identity. Republican state lawmakers passed a bill that requires government agencies, including public schools, to divide restrooms and locker rooms by sex. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is expected to veto the bill, but lawmakers could override that with support from Republicans like Garden City Representative Bob Lewis.
It just codifies social norms when people go into bathrooms or locker rooms. There's just an expectation that it'll be single sex.
The bill also bars transgender people from changing the gender marker on their driver's license or birth certificate. In two separate and unrelated cases, two Kansas men have been indicted for allegedly threatening violence against federal officials. A federal grand jury in Wichita returned the indictments earlier this month against two Wichita men. In one case, prosecutors accused 23-year-old Joaquin Hernandez of threatening to murder federal law enforcement agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In a separate case, prosecutors say 60-year-old Adam Lee Osborne threatened to kill Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Both men are accused of using social media to convey their threats. The Wichita Police Department and the FBI are investigating both cases. Lawrence police have arrested four people in connection with a retail scam allegedly perpetrated across the Kansas City metro area. Police say the four used fraudulent payment cards to trick cashiers into giving them cash. The scam netted the four about $6,000. A security officer at the Walmart on 33rd and Iowa in Lawrence noted the men's suspicious activity and alerted police. The four were arrested Tuesday night after a traffic stop on I-70 near Bonner Springs. They are facing charges of felony shoplifting. A cold weather advisory goes into effect late tomorrow night and runs through 10 a.m. Saturday for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties with wind chills as low as minus 15. You are listening to KPR. The time is 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Adrian Floridam, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. How many writers does it take to capture the spirit of the Sunflower State these days? Kansas Matters brings together the work of 35 contemporary writers. Tom Averill and Leslie Von Holten are the co-editors of Kansas Matters, 21st Century Writers on the Sunflower State. Averill told KPR's Kay McIntyre that the anthology harkens back to 1990, when the University Press of Kansas published another collection. That one was called What Kansas Means to Me.
They wanted an anthology.
Kansas, of course, is such a dynamic state with so many stories in it. That's what we wanted to tap into with the new book.
Leslie Von Holten and Tom Averill are the co-editors of Kansas Matters, 21st Century Writers on the Sunflower State. It's published by the University Press of Kansas. You can hear a longer version of that conversation on demand at kansaspublicradio.org. And you can hear and see Tom and Leslie in person tonight at the Lawrence Public Library. This is an event that involves registering. The attendance is free, but you have to register first. You can do that at lplks.org to celebrate Kansas Day and the kickoff of Read Across Lawrence with Tom Averill and Leslie Von Holten. That gets underway at 6:30 tonight.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. A whole nother hour and 10 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will learn more about the politics of ICE presence in Minnesota. And we will continue with our following of the America 250 in Song series. This is KPR.
From NPR News.
Or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This is NPR.
A protest at an evangelical church where one of the pastors works for ICE is sparking a debate over disrupting church services and the morality of working for ICE. On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition with the very latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258 BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org.